Do note that the views expressed in Thinking It Through do not necessarily represent the views of Good News Community Radio. The views expressed in Thinking It Through are meant to serve as a challenge to your beliefs, whatever they may be, and to see how the Christian worldview stands in light of other worldviews.
Welcome to a new week here on Thinking It Through. Today we'll hear Herman Duplessis, an ordained pastor who holds degrees in commerce, education, theology, a master's in adult education, has international certification in leadership and management coaching, and is the founder and director of Temba Tandeka Leadership Institute, a company that has a global reputation of being a catalyst that significantly raises engagement and profitability. Here's Herman in part one of Leadership the Jesus Way.
Hi everyone, my name is Herman Duplessis. And I'm the author of the book, Lead with Intent. And I want to talk to you about how we approach leadership the Jesus way over five sessions in the coming week. Now, today is the first session, and I want to talk to you about a story I read about the other day. It's a fascinating story about the Knights Templar. And these were the knights that went off to the Crusader Wars in the 11th century. And what these crusaders did is they baptized themselves before they went to war, believing that they would be saved. But as they went through the waters of baptism, they actually kept their swords above the water, as to say that I surrender my entire life, soul, and being to God, but not my sword. Now, I think this is a brilliant metaphor for how we live our lives. There are certain parts of our lives we really struggle to surrender to Jesus. We want to believe in him for so many things, but some of the things we really don't want to trust Jesus with in our lives. So, using this metaphor, I want to talk about leadership. So many people believe Jesus was a great spiritual person. It's wonderful to listen to him in terms of how to lead your life and how to go about your business. But very few people actually want to listen to Jesus when it comes to leadership. People feel that Jesus' leadership today is just not relevant. They believe that Jesus' leadership today is just not effective. But I read a book many years ago of a guy called Robert Greenleaf, and the title of his book was Servant Leadership. And what he writes about in the book is the following. He starts with this question. He says, how is it that the son of a carpenter, more than 2,000 years ago, started the most powerful movement in human history? Just think about the influence that Jesus had. I mean, it's such a powerful question. How did the son of a carpenter, more than 2,000 years ago, start the most powerful movement in human history? And the answer for this is simple, that Jesus was an incredible leader, and Jesus was an intentional leader. And leading with intention is the most effective way to lead. Now, intentional leadership is part of the school of servant leadership. And in the school of servant leadership, Jesus is used as the prime example of servant leadership. Now, there are so many misconceptions about servant leadership. And I have worked in so many corporate companies where I speak about servant leadership, and then people come and tell me, no. I am not a servant leader. And then I show them the research on servant leadership. And many of these leaders have to agree that they are servant leaders. Now, the truth is, if you take a look at peer-reviewed academic research, the best results out there in terms of leadership is always by servant leaders. They always get the best results. If you take a look at Harvard Business Review scholars from all over the world, they agree that servant leadership is the best way to lead. Now, what servant leaders get right is they have an ability to focus both on results and relationships. And they realize that you do not need to sacrifice the one for the other. You can have both. You can have both great results and great relationships. Now, the misconception that many leaders have, and especially in the business world, is if you want to make massive profits, you use people as a means to an end. In other words, you get great results. Servant leaders, and this is another misconception, is that servant leaders, on the other hand, only focus on relationships. And that's very important to understand, is that you can have both. Business leaders believe massive profits, use people as a means to an end, focus just on the results. Servant leaders, those are the soft leaders. They only focus on relationships. But in reality, if you look at business research, academic business research, peer-reviewed, in other words, academics critiquing academics, the research shows very simply that servant leaders have the ability to take care of both the results and relationships. And the reality is quite simple, is that if you want to keep all your stakeholders in your business happy, you have to focus on relationships first. And I mean, it's simple economics if you think about it. If you take care of your people in your business, your employees, and you build great relationships with them, they hang around in your business. If they hang around in your business, guess what happens then? Well, very simply, they build great relationships with your customers because they actually get to know your customers. And that's very important. You can only build great relationships with customers if your employees hang around long enough to build relationships with your customers. Once they've built great relationships with your customers, they understand the true needs of your customers. If they understand the true needs of your customers, what do? Well, very simply, they know how to meet those needs. Once you meet the true needs of your customers, customers become repeat customers. They start advocating for your business. And what happens at the end of the day is you see a drastic rise in turnover and profitability in your business, which means there is more money at the end of the day for your shareholders because there's higher profitability and higher dividends. The biggest mistake business leaders make is they pray at the shrine of the shareholder. I just have to keep the owners of the business happy. Well, research shows us that servant leaders know that if they take care of relationships, they take care of results, which means they take care of the needs of the shareholders. Everybody wins with servant leadership. Servant leaders have the ability to take into consideration all the needs of all their constituencies. So it's not just the employees, it's not just the customer, and it's not just the shareholder. It's actually making sure you serve all of their needs. That is the reality. I think the sad part for me is I work with many churches as well, where the leaders subscribe to the business leadership concepts out there, where in actual fact, as the church and followers of Jesus Christ, we have the best example of leadership right there in Jesus Christ. And it's up to us to look at the life of Jesus, to understand why he is such a great leader, to understand why he is the beginning and the end of servant leadership. By the way, many researchers in leadership now say that if it is not servant leadership, it is not leadership. It is impossible to lead if you don't have a framework of servant leadership that you lead with. So that is the foundation of leading like Jesus, is there is a great intentionality in his leadership because he is a servant leader. That is the reality of it. And if we look at the truth in peer-reviewed academic research, we see that they point to Jesus as the example of leadership that we need in the world today. I mean, think of our country. Think of the leaders in our country. Do we not need more leaders who actually use Jesus Christ as an example of leadership so that they can follow his principles and become better leaders? I want to encourage you today. The best way to lead is to lead like Jesus. It is to lead with great intentionality. It is to lead with the principles of servant leadership, where we take care of all the constituencies that we lead, whether it's in the church, whether it's in business, whether it's in schools. I work with so many principals where they believe that they need to keep the parents happy. And the reality is, it's not about keeping the parents happy. It's about keeping the teachers happy, who will then take care of the needs of the children. And that will keep the parents happy. To learn more about intentional leadership, you are welcome to visit our website, leadwithintent.co.za. And if you want to buy the book, you're more than welcome to stay tuned. Details of that will be given to you. Something I want to tell you about is that you can also download a Bible study on the Bible, the YouVersion Bible app. And the Bible study is called Lead with Intent. If you search for that on the Bible app, you will find it. And it covers all the principles of the book as well. And it's free of charge. So you are welcome to do that as well. I'll see you next time for part two of Leadership the Jesus Way.
That was Herman du Plessis in part one of Leadership the Jesus Way. To contact Herman or to obtain a copy of his book, Lead with Intent, send an email to hermann@ttli.co.za. To replay this episode of Thinking It Through, visit our podcast channel via the GNCR app or on the web at ino.fm/c/7407. Join us again tomorrow for part two, same time, only on GNCR. If you have any feedback or queries regarding Thinking It Through, please email it to thinkingitthrough@gncr.org.za. You can find the live stream, GNCR mission statements, and more at gncr.org.za.